Okay, so I have to thank Rabbi Bleich for the article in the fourth volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems, which set me on the right path to look into the sugya and provided many of the marmakomos and arguments here. So if anybody has any objections, so I'll make my case today, then you could appeal it to the Roshei Chavura if you desire. Yeah. Okay. So the discussion begins. We know that in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a Bezdin HaGadol HaRabani Le'irurim, and if there's a verdict against you in one of the Batei Din HaRabanim, you could appeal the decision to the Supreme Court of Rabbinic Appeals. And the history of that institution, apparently, is that the British prevailed upon the Rabbanut in the beginning, and they said, if you want us to recognize the chief rabbinate's halachic decisions, I think I'm out of that. So then you have to have a Supreme Court of Appeals. And there's some machlokas whether it was a recommendation or whether it was a necessary condition for their recognition of the psakim. But in any event, the Court of Appeals was instituted. The question is, was it instituted b'toras takana, an ad hoc enactment to, you know, maybe appease the British? Or does it actually have roots in halacha, that after the Bezdin decides against you, you have a right to appeal the decision to a different Bezdin? I think that's the basis for this discussion. So one interesting way of seeing the difference between whether it's b'toras takana, whether the institution is b'toras takana, or whether it's a real institution with legitimate roots in Shas and Poskim, is will the Bezdin HaGadol Le'Irurim take appeals from non-Rabbanut HaRashi courts? Right? And I think Rabbi Bleich, in the article, you say that they won't, right?
I don't even remember discussing.
Okay, so in the article, you say they won't.
There's no mechanism
for it. So if some local Bezin paskins against me, will the Bezin HaGadol Le'Irurim take my...
The upper shoes to the local Bezin?
Yeah.
Who gave them the right? I mean, that's your kabur.
Right, so this is the question, right? So if it's just... Right, so if the takana was just that they'll hear appeals from the Batei Din HaRabaniyim, it's just a takana with a limited limited scope. What?
Has anyone ever taken an appeal from the Bezdin Eidah HaRedis to the Bezdin HaRabonis?
So that's
the short answer is no.
Right. But the question is, would they accept it? Right? Would they have even the legitimate grounds to accept it? Because if you think that the ability to appeal is well-grounded in halacha, then their jurisdiction shouldn't be limited to just the Batei Din HaRabaniyim.
Unless they made a takana.
To limit themselves. Unless the takana is to limit themselves. Okay. So this is the question we want to examine. I just want to point out that in general, in the general discussion of why you would want a court of appeals, so there are three reasons that are generally given. Not from the Rabbanut HaRashi, but in general, even in secular law. So the first is because you want to check to make sure the lower courts don't make mistakes. Right, so we all call the courts of appeals appellate courts or supreme courts, but historically they've always been called courts of errors, right? Because they're really just looking to see if the lower courts made mistakes in their judgments. A second reason is because you want to make sure that all the lower courts treat the cases in a like manner, right? So if you have a higher court overviewing their decisions, then they'll treat all the cases similarly. And the third reason that people give in general is because you want a litigant to feel like he had a fair trial, right? That he wasn't just stuck with three random judges, but if he could appeal his decision to a higher tribunal, then he knows that he got a fair judgment because it was reviewed by more expert dayanim. So those are the three reasons in general. If we find that there is a basis for appeal in halacha, we'd want to know which one of those reasons is the reason for appeal in the Rishonim and in the Poskim. Okay. So to launch our discussion on page one, it's useful to distinguish the question of appeal from two other questions. The first is the issue of a retrial, right? Meaning once the Bezdin paskins a certain way, so can you go to a different Bezdin and ask them to relitigate the exact same case? Right? So that's different from an appeal, because in appeal you're asking the second Bezdin to review the decision of the first Bezdin. And here, in this case we're asking, once a Bezdin paskined for you, can you relitigate the case in front of a separate Bezdin? So here the Ramah is very clear in the Darkei Moshe and Simen Chaf. quotes the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tshuva, the Rosh, and the Chazia Tanufa. This is the first source on page one. Reuven v'Shimon shebo'u l'din, v'yatza echad mehem zakai v'shiv chazar baldina v'tava b'fnei bezin acher. Eino zakuko leirat imo l'din. Right, so if you were the victor in the first case, and your baldin is re-suing you over the same judgment, you're not mechuyev to go and show up in front of that second bezdin. V'lo l'hashiv al tainosav, you don't even have to respond to his claims. V'gam ein bezdin rashay l'shmo advar of klal, achar shekvar yotza zaka mi bezdin arishon. So the Ramah is very clear that once the first bezdin paskins, a second bezdin has no jurisdiction to relitigate the exact same claim. Right? So this is the relitigation question, and here it seems like nobody disagrees. Right? Everyone's on the same page that you can't relitigate the exact same case. What's this based on? L'chora, the Ramah doesn't tell us what the source is, but l'chora is based on the principle of chacham sha'asar, lo yishal, chacham acher, v'yatir. Right? The sugya in Avodah Zarah and Nida. L'chora, that would be the basis for this idea. Right? Does that sound plausible? Would there be another reason why you couldn't relitigate? Well, more than enough, right? So, fine. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Chulin is sufficient. So that's one thing we have to distinguish in the question of appeal. On page two, we have another closely related principle which should be distinguished from it. What happens if you litigate the case before the Beis Din, and then new evidence comes in? Right? So you have a new raya, you have a new shtar. So there you don't have to appeal or relitigate the first decision. There it seems like the first decision is automatically overturned in the face of new evidence. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph, top of page 2, Kol Zman Shemevi Raya, Soser Es Adin. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Simen Chaf. He writes, Mishan Eschai V'Bezin V'Hevi Edim O'Raya L'Zchuso, Soser Hadin V'Chozer, Af Alpi Shekvar Nigmar, V'Afilu Impara Kvar, Kol Zman Shemevi Raya Soser. So if you have new rayas and new evidence, then you don't need to appeal, nor do you have to relitigate, right? It's just a new trial where Sosa the first in automatically. Okay, so these should be distinguished from the question ahead of us. So what about the ability to appeal? You don't have new evidence, you're not relitigating, but you're claiming that there was some sort of mistake, l'chora, in the psak din of the initial bezdin. So what happens in that case? So the clearest gemara that Rishonim point to is the Gemara on page 2, the Gemara Baba Basra Kuflam and Chesam and Beis. And here the Gemara tells us somewhat cryptically, Amar Avdimi Mina Harda, Hilchisa, Ein Choshishin Lebezdin Toin. Right, we're not Choshish that a Bezdin makes a mistake. The Gemara goes on, etc. And then it concludes, Mishim de, so the Gemara says, Lo Bezdin Basar Beidina Lo Daiki. Right, one Bezdin is not Medayik, doesn't review the decisions of another Bezdin. So the question is, what does this Gemara mean? So some Rishonim take this Gemara to say that one Bezdin is not authorized, right, is not permitted to review the decisions of another Bezdin. Right? And this Gemara essentially is the case against the ability to appeal a Bezdin's decision, right? Because Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki. So the post can quote two Rishonim who use this Gemara in that way. The first is a Tshuva of the Rosh in Klal Pei Hei Simen Hei. Here's what he says. But it's not clear if... Well, let's take a look at the Tshuva of the Rosh. It's not clear if the Rosh is actually using this Gemara to say that you can't appeal the decision. So here's what he says. V'achar shekvar pasku hadayanim hadin shal yasom. So it seems like the dayanim pask in a certain case. Then the litigants ask the Rosh what he thought about that same case. He says, V'lama sha'altem lifsuk pa macheres din shenifsuk kvar. Beidina basar beidina lo daiki. V'lo yitachin li lichto psak acher al din shepasku kvar nashim gedolim v'nichbadim. Amnam yesh bo davar sasam sirtarach pirush o hosifu b'taynos acheros mashlo tani lufnei adayanim shlach li psak adayanim v'achziru atainos v'avar hadin l'chol hatzorach. So some posts can appeal to this Tshuva Zarash to say that you can't appeal the decision of a Bezdin because of this Gemara Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki. Just from reading the Tshuva of the Rosh, it sounds like this is not a case of appeal. It sounds like this is a case of relitigation. Right? He says, V'lama sha'altem lifsok pa macheres din shenifsok kvar. I can't paskin the same case that was already paskin. That's a chacham sha'oser sugya. Not really an appeal question, right? Because they weren't asking him to review the decision. He's just saying, I can't paskin once they're already paskin. If you want me to explain something from their psak, then you have to send me the actual psak. So it doesn't seem like the Rosh was called in here to review the decision. He was called in to paskin the decision a second time. However, there is one Rishon who clearly, so even if we don't accept the Rush as taking the stand against appeals, the Tashbetz in Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Samachay explicitly invokes this Gemara in that sense, right, in the sense of killing the right to appeal the decision of a Beis Din. The very interesting Shaila at Tashbetz was asked. The case was as follows. A grandfather owned property, and he gave the property to his daughter and his son-in-law to use and to live on. And then it seems like the daughter and the son-in-law died, and their yorshim took over the property, right? The grandchildren, minabas. But then the son of the grandfather, i.e. the uncle of the yorshim, said that you never had a right to that property because Yerusha's Habas is not Yerusha, right? The Yerusha always goes through the Ben. So it's true that my father allowed you to live there. He wasn't makne it to you as a matana. So really the property has to go back to me. Right? And then what happened is the grandchildren had already sold the property to a third party. So now the uncle was trying to overturn the sale. Okay, so the Bezdin that initially paskin the case, the Bezdin said that the sale is overturned, because the daughter never had the right to be morishit to her sons, because Yerusha's Habas. So the uncle has the right of way. The Tashbetz got the Shaila. He says, I think that Bezin made a mistake, because since they had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim after the mother and father died, so Tainin on Leorish. And we should say that they must have gotten it b'matana, and they just lost the Shtar. Okay, and then the Tashbetz says, I think that original Bezin made an egregious error in deciding the case. However, look at Lashon HaTashbetz. V'gam hechziku mikoach Yerusha asavihem, v'haya hadin nosein, sheyamor hakarka b'cheskasa mitoras chazaka. Kedisa perek cheskas, fisha babi Yerusha, eno tzarech taina de bezin toanin liyoresh, ki aviv hechzik b'karka, right? We'll just make the taina, this is on page 2, at the bottom. We'll make the taina for the yorshim that the son-in-law, right, the daughter's husband, actually had a cheskas gimel shanim. Bitaras kniyav, irchis leishtare, etc. Then he says an underlined section. Vinirisha bezin lo yarad lidinza el bitaras yerusha. The bezin made a mistake by only thinking about huchas yerusha, not thinking about huchas chazaka. Shein lemachrim, etc. Velo hishgiach klal inyan chazaka. So they made a mistake. Umikomakom ein koach biyad bezin levat el din shedan bezdin. Im lo she yoda ha bezdin shehutoa im hukayim. The only way to overturn their decision is if that Beis Din will actually concede their error if they're alive. And he quotes the Gemara we just saw. So the Tashbetz seems to explicitly be appealing to that Gemara to say that you can, even if you know that that Beis Din made an egregious error, you can't overturn their decision because of Beis Din Basar Beis Din Lo Daiki. Right? So, If you have the Tashbetz's reading of that Gemara, so what would the poskim who wanna argue that you could appeal a decision of a Bez, and how would they read this Gemara in Bava Basar and Kuflam Ches Beidina Basar Beidina Lo Daiki? So they would read the Gemara Kipshuta. In context, the Gemara there is simply saying that if a second Bez Din wants to allow a woman to remarry on the basis of a chalitza that was performed in front of a prior Bez Din, and they have a Maisa Bezdin from that earlier Bezdin, so Beidina Basar Beidina Lo Daiki, they don't have to review the procedure of the first Bezdin. They have a Shtar from the first Bezdin that says that the Chalitza was done Kehechsher. So the second Bezdin that's allowing her to remarry doesn't have to actually review that the Chalitza was done B'Ksherus, because Beidina Basar Beidina Lo Daiki. So whereas the Tashbetz is reading the Gemara to say that one Bezdin is not allowed to review the decisions of an earlier Bezdin, the simple Pshat in the Gemara, and the way the Rambam interprets the Gemara, is just that if a second Bezdin wants to rely on the procedures of an earlier Bezdin, they're not required to review the actual procedures that are undertaken by that former Bezdin. Okay, so the Rishonim if you think that there is a right to appeal, so you just dismiss this Gemara by saying it doesn't say you can't review the other decisions of the Bezdin, just it says that you don't have to if you want to rely on that earlier Bezdin. Okay. So if you go back to the Tshuva of the Tashbetz, so this is the first Gemara. This is the most relevant Gemara. And it depends how you interpret it. If you interpret it like a Tashbetz, it means you can't review. If you interpret it like the Rambam and Kipshuto, it means that you're not required to review that Bezdin's decisions. The Tashbetz, in the end of his tshuva, back on the bottom of page 2. He quotes another raya that you can't review the decision of a Beis Din. V'chein amru, this is the second to last line, the Marma Basra Kuflamid. Ki asi l'kamaychu piska didina de lo mistavar l'chu lo mikra tikra une. Kedisa hasam. So he's quoting the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed, where Rava told Rav Papa and Rav Huna, this very famous Gemara, that if one of my piske dinim comes before you, and you have a kasha against my psak, so don't tear up the psak din until I come before you. Why? Because maybe I'll give a good rationale, I'll have a good justification for what I did. And if I don't have a good justification, then I'll be chozer, hadrana be. But if my psak din comes lachar misa, after I pass away, then lo mikra tikru migmar namilo sigmar mine. You shouldn't tear it up, meaning the psak stands. So it sounds from this Gemara that lachar misa, right, the Beis Din is stuck. Right, you can't overturn the decision of an earlier Beis Din unless either they overturn it, and if they're not going to overturn it, and if they died, then it's too late and you're stuck with the psak din. And that's what it sounds like from the Gemara in, well, no?
I think it sounds the opposite. It's that you shouldn't, not because you can't,
right. So I mean, it sounds like maybe they could.
I think a pashas.
Just there should be a presumption not to do it unless there's very good reason.
Right. Yeah. But if you had good reason, then you knew and you disagreed.
Then it would. That's not how the Taj Bates is using it, though, right? Because the Taj Bates.
No,
right.
It was shocking.
Right. The Taj Bates is reading the Gemara very strongly.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you think that's what Bates is all about. That you can never be certain that he's going without consultation that we explained to him earlier.
Oh, wow.
Principle, but
turn both of them into the
right. But because like we always have to worry that they have a good reason, so then from that, that probability allows it to stand.
So then Lamaisa, you would get that result, but principally it would be the opposite.
Yeah. And so that's definitely you could explain the Gemara that way. That's how they read it. A different way, so that's one way to neutralize the Taj Beit's source from Kuf Lamed. Another way to neutralize it is to say what the Nemuka Yosef says on that Gemara. This is the second to last source on page 3. The underlined section. It says, V'lav midina haya omer lehen kain. He wasn't saying this min adin, ela mishim kvodo, shezeu kvodo shatamid chayv l'rav shelo yister es dvarav. That seemed to be a special halach in Kavod HaRav, that Rav Papa and Rav Huna were his talmidim, and so that's why they were bound not to overturn his psakim. It's a yoredeya halach of Kavod HaRav that a talmid shouldn't overturn his Rebbe's psakim. But in general, it sounds like they're a Beis Din could overturn another Beis Din's Pesachim even after the Beis Din passes away. The Sma in Siman Yates, just in terms of the poskim, so actually quotes, so you can see the Sma in the middle of page 3. He quotes that first Tshuvas of the Chazei HaTnufa that we saw, that you can't relitigate the case. Then he says, V'chein Kasta B'darkei Moshe, the Tshuvas HaRush that we saw, that you can't relitigate, the Beidina Basar Beidina. And then he also quotes V'chein Kasav B'shem Rabbeinu Yerucham De'ein Rashan HaTamidim Likra HaPsak Din Afshe Yirushu Shelo Kedin Ad She'yav HaRav She'psako She'yodea Yosr Me'am. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Sma here cites Paskin like that Taj Beitz citing the Gemara in Kuf Lamed, that once the Rebbe passes away you're not allowed to overturn it. Unless it depends what he means by Talmidim and Rav. Right? Does he mean Talmidim meaning Talmidim of that Rav? Is that the...
What's the Ad She'yav HaRav She'psako
Yosr Me'am? But that's the Rav who passed him. Once he passes away, then what are you? Are you stuck? I don't know. So it's not clear to Ladina what the, how the Sma would be reading that Gemara. Okay, so I'll call upon him. We have two Gemaras. We have Kuf Lamed Ches and Bava Basra and Kuf Lamed. And we have Rishonim on both sides who read the Gemara both in favor and against the right to appeal. There's another Gemara that's adduced in this discussion. A Mishnah, actually, in the bottom of page 3. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. So this is the whole machlokes about Kiddush HaChodesh, about Kresa Bein Shineha. Right, they saw the Levana in one place and it wasn't there the next night. And there's in the whole machlokes about whether the Bezin was right. And the Mishnah says, "Balo Eitzah Bidosa Ben Hurkines Amar Lo Im Boyin Anu Ladu and Achar Beis Dinah Shabigam Liel Tzrichin Anu Ladu and Achar Kol Bezin Ubezin Shaman Mimos Moshev Yad Achshav." Right, once you start reviewing the decisions of Batei Dinim, so then, ain't ledavar sof, right? And we're going to have to we could overturn any decision of any Beis Din, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So it seems like on the face of it, the Mishnah is a reductio ad absurdum argument, saying, look, if you could overturn the decision of one Bez, then you could overturn every decision of every Bez, then. And ain't the davar so. So Chassam Sofer, interestingly, I wouldn't have thought that this Mishnah was so relevant. The Chassam Sofer in his Tshuva and Chelek Vav Likutim Simin Nun actually points to this Mishnah to weigh in on a very messy case that came before him. So the shayla he's discussing is the Dayanim sent to him. So there's a woman who was Mina Efes Tamid Im Chosna Bishmo Rabbi Yisrael until she had a son, a mamzer from her, as Chosna as her father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And the Rabbanim warned her several times not to be Mina Efes with him. And then when the child was born, they wouldn't let the child have the bris in the shul. That was a whole machlokas. And eventually the Rav of the community wrote down in the Pinkas HaKehila that this man and woman are pasul l'shvua, right? Because they disobeyed the Rabbanim when they were warned about the Niyuf. So wrote them they're not Neman on their Shavuos. Sounds reasonable. But it seems like somebody was unhappy with this. And years later, after the rabbi died, they said, oh, how do we know that the rabbi actually gathered Eidus the right way to testify against the father-in-law and the daughter-in-law that were Menachim? How do we know that he got Eidus properly? Maybe he just did it on his own umdina. And we shouldn't have to rely on what he wrote down in the Pinkas HaKol. That was a shayla that was sent to the Chassam Sofer. That's all on the top of page 4. So the Chassam Sofer first responds in the middle of the page, after the Shalom Lahadayan,
right.
The Rishon Tchilan Yomer, Dani Tama Ma'od Al Harav Av Bezdin, I guess by Mi Uma Hichnisu Likanes Buove Akor Lahar Achre Harav, Dilma Shalokedin Asa, Garcina and Soferek Bez Rosh Hashanah, and Maisa Jagamli Rabbi Yeshua, and Banu Lodun Achar Bezdin Shabigam Liel, Trichan Lodun Achre Kol Bezdin, Mipne Mal on his Parshacher, Mashma Mizeh. She'ein lahayir achar horas dayin. Once the dayin dies and we can't bring him before us, we shouldn't even be mahayir acharav. Right? So there's a presumption that his psak din would stand unless we have some sort of reason to overturn it. But he quotes this Mishnah then as grounds for not overturning an earlier psak of a rav or a dayin. But then the Chassam Sofer himself points out in the last paragraph on the page. And here he's reading the Gemara differently. And that Gemara actually, it says that you shouldn't overturn the Psak Din, but you're not bound by it by precedent if you don't understand it, because right, which means like you may have disagreed with the Psak. So even though his Psak stands, you don't have to use it as precedential for your future psakim. But he near Kisosin says that. Isn't that Soser, this principle that we can't be Mahar Her Achar, the Bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel? Aval emes yor darkenu, yasa piska viadanu meiza tam danu, viishli ala pircha, beze mari bibava basra. Az in the dino masha in a bros, shahari kaman shita betimosh kios miyavin. So Chassam Sofer wants to say, look, if you know the reason, if we knew exactly what the Rav of that community did when he said that they're pasul l'shavua, and we see that he did something wrong, then we have the right to disagree. But because he didn't explain the reasons or the evidence gathering that he undertook, so we have to assume that he did it correctly. Right, so Chassam Sofer saying, look, we have this tension between Ein L'dayin El Masha Ein Avros and Ein L'nu L'Harar Achar Bezdin. He says the Kasav Ashlishi Machriya Beinayim is whether we know the reasons for that psak din. If we know the reasons and they seem clearly wrong to us, then we have the right going forward to disagree. But if we don't know the reasons, then we have to assume that at the earlier dayan got it correct. Good?
So this would either be that there is fundamentally appeal.
Yeah, this definitely is. But we're going to say, I'm going to, right now I'm starting with the case against. The case against is built off Kuf Lamed Ches, Beidina Basar Beidina Ladaiki, Kuf Lamed of if a psak of mine comes before you, and this Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that if we're going to be Mahar after Bezdin, we have to be Mahar after Bezdin. Right? But each one of those Gemaras can be neutralized in its own way by the different readings. I'll just point out on the top of page 5, we have a very similar approach to the Chassam Sofer. Right? So the Chassam Sofer is already saying it depends if we know the reasons behind the Psak. So on top of page 5 in the copied and pasted section, this is from the Tshuva of the Yaskil Avdi, Rabbi Avadia Hodaya. I think he was the first Av Bezdin of this Court of Appeals, the Rabbi Nutz Court of Appeals. Rabbi, is that correct?
Yes, he was the first?
Yeah. No?
Too late.
On this Bezdin Agadalei Urim? Okay. Could be. But he definitely was the on the Court of Appeals at some point. On Wikipedia, they have a list of all the members of the Court of Appeals, and I think he's the first name up there. We'll have to check. Okay. So he wrote this really long tshuva on Shud Yaskel Avdi, obviously justifying the Bezdin Agadalei Urim. And he has a very long tshuva. He goes through all the different sugyas very nicely. And here on top of page 5, he makes a similar distinction to the Chassam Sofer. Beidina basar beidina lo daiki, hu davka behecha shepsak din, harishon ba b'maymar stami, hatainos v'tvios, shehaya b'neihem, hu psak din habezdin biktsara ploni chaya ploni zakai. Right, so meaning there are no reasons in the psak din. What does the thing stands for?
Chikordin.
That they did the analysis correctly. Kedasu chehalacha. V'achrei she'amdu al birure hadvarim. This is ayin nun.
Al nachon
danu es dinam. But im psak hadin hayim mefurash. Umavur taimam vinimukam, ama histamchu, va ama nechem hutbu, uba bezin shachreem, herab etzpa, shato bidimunam, vidivreem vitaameem mufrachim, the ainlam kol yisod, the hu herab a hisbir panim, ladun acheras, lavatal divre bezin shakanu, as bezel lo shayich din bez bedina basar bedina lo daiki, elahadin, the ainlachal shofet shabi mecha, valenu lismach beze. So he thinks again. You have a similar distinction to the Chassam Sofer. If you don't know their reasons, so then the Bezin is immune from criticism, right? Because they have this presumption of Beidina Basa Beidina Lodaiki. But once they undertake to write down the reasons, then the Bezin is liable to have their decision overturned.
I assume that does he consider this kind of mistake the Tavos B'Dvar Mishnah?
Oh, so he doesn't. So we'll get to the Tavos B'Dvar Mishnah, Tavos B'Shigal Das distinction in a minute. L'chora, he's referring to Tavos B'Dvar Mishnah, I assume. Yeah. So in a minute, I'm gonna make the case. So in a few minutes, I'm gonna make the case that there are really two different kinds of appeals in halacha. I mean, so if you think, and then whether or not a higher bezin has the right to appeal to us, but shikol adas will depend on the kind of appeal. So we'll get to that. Okay. I'm just whetting your appetite. Okay. So the Yaskel Avdi is in line with the Chassam Sofer here. Now, the case against the right to appeal and all these Gemaras is really based in the idea, in one way or another, of Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki, right? There's a presumption that the first Bezdin got it right, and therefore you shouldn't review the decision of the earlier Bezdin. The Pische Tshuva in Simen Yud Tes says maybe in principle that's true, but that only held true for the Doros HaRishonim, right? Maybe nowadays at Dayanim don't have the same expertise. So maybe the presumption that the first Bezdin always gets it right is undermined. And maybe that presumption no longer stands. So look here on page 5. We have the Pische Tshuva. It's built off of Tshuvas at the Ma'bit with the Hasag of the Radvaz and the Beis Yosef. So he quotes the Berheitev of Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki. And the first underlined section says, B'tshuvas me'er Radvaz shekasav, v'yafak avda aminu megemar lechashinu lebezdin toinu Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki, hanimili bizmanehem, aval ha'idna daikinan v'daikinan. Right, nowadays, like, we should review the decisions of other batei dinim. And he quotes Ben Yerucham, who quotes a tshuva of the Rashba, the next underlying section, da ha'idna lo biki kol kach b'dinim, hilkoch daikinan basar bezdin, v'im bizmano shel Rashba kacha kol shekein bizmaneinu zeh. And if it was true already in the times of the Rashba that they're not b'kiyim in dinim, then kol shekein in the times of the Radvaz and the Ma'bit. Right? The Shach thinks that that's not really a correct interpretation of what the Radvaz says. It wasn't simply that Bizman Azeh, we always could review earlier Psakim Babate Dinim simply because Inna Lo Bekiyim. So look at the next paragraph in the Pisachei Tshuva. Al Hashach Sham Cholik, De Dafka Hasam De Yesh Reyesa Ve Yesh Makom Litlos De Tau, Oz Aminim Bizman Azeh Ulai Tau. You need two things. You need Bizman Azeh that we're no longer experts, plus that there's an actual Reyesa. Right, there's reason to believe that there's error. Now, the implication here is that the Shach thinks that if it's not Bizman Azeh, right, so there's a presumption that the Dayanim get it right, even if there's a Reyesa, you can't overturn it. Right, at least Bizman Azeh, the Shach thinks you need, like the Radvaz, so like the Pisachei Tshuva earlier said, Bizman Azeh were not Bekiyim, but you also need a Reyesa. So if it's a glaring Reyesa, then you have the right to review the decision of an earlier Bez Din. The Beis Yosef, in a Hasaga to that Tshuva, the Radvaz, adds in, Amar Rabbi Yosef Kar, this is the next paragraph in the Pisachei Tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yosef Kar lo dak. The lo Amar kein harashba ela bedin ahushe uzar. That case was an extraordinary case. So you need two things. You need the that nowadays we're not bekiyim, plus that's the kind of din that's so extraordinary that your normal dayanim wouldn't get right. Right? So you have three views in the poskim here. The simple pshat in the Radvaz, the Pisachei Tshuva quotes it, is that nowadays you could always review a decision because we're not experts. The second view is the Shach, that no, it's nowadays plus Reyesa. And the third view is that of the Beis Yosef, that it's nowadays plus a Din Shehuzar.
So your formula is two separate Din, and one could see them as just working together, meaning just the chances that it's wrong.
Yeah.
So combine the inexpertise exactly. of the judges and the extraordinary right. case or Reyesa.
Exactly. They're just different ways of undermining the presumption that the first Bezin got it right.
Right.
Right. So given that we're not experts, and it's a really difficult case, we may be able to review it. Or given that we're not experts, and we have reason to believe that they got it wrong, then we have right. It's all just undermining the presumption that the first Bezin would have gotten it right. Yeah. Good. The Rav Yosef takes us even further. And he says, even if you agree with the Shach's criticism that you need in the low biki, nowadays we're not experts, plus a glaring reyesa, that's only in the time of the Radvaz and the Mabit. But nowadays, you don't even need the reyesa. Because nowadays we're really not biki. This is the bottom of page 5, quote the Radvaz, quote the Ben Yerucham, the inna lo biki kokach. Then he says, V'af al pisha maran zal kasav al zed lo dak, shlomar arash b'ken el b'din ahu shehuzar. I'm sorry, he says about the Beis Yosef, who says that it was an extraordinary case plus right, so we have the decline from the days of the Rashba to the days of the Mabit to the 20th century. But again, yeah, I mean, Shlomo's right that these are all just shiurim in undermining the presumption that the first Bezin would have gotten it correct. Good? Any questions on the first chelek? So that's all about the case against the right to appeal. So Babasar Kaflamid Ches, Babasar Kaflamid, and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and the comments, and so it depends how you read those Gemaras. And then we have the Pisachei Tshuva saying, even if you agree that in principle those Gemaras tell you you can't appeal, that wouldn't apply nowadays, at least in the 16th century. And the Ravad Yosef wants to say, even if you qualify the 16th century idea, nowadays for sure everybody would agree that Beidina Basar Beidina Daiki, because there's no, we're not Bekiyim in Dina. Okay, that's the first chelek. That's the case against the right to appeal. What about the case 4? Right, what would be the reasons, what would be the evidence in the Gemara that clearly a different Bezdin, an appellate Bezdin, would have the right to review the decisions of an original Bezdin? So on top of page 6, we have the Mishnah in Paragacha Dine Mamanis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, the Mishnah in Lamed Beis, Dine Mamanis Machzir in Bein Luschos Bein Lechova, as Rashi points out, we're Sosur in Esadin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Gimel there quotes a stira between two Gemaras, right? On one Gemara is the Mishnah that we just saw, which says that we're Sosur in Esadin, and the other is the Mishnah in Bechoros, which says that the Din is Kayim. Just the Dayanim are liable to reimburse the litigants for their mistake. That's what the stira is, the din kayim, or are we so saras din? So one answer in the Gemara is of Nachman Shita. So this is, so the second paragraph in that Gemara Lama Gimel Med Aleph. I'm Reb Nachman. Kan sheyish gadol hamena b'chacham aviminyan. Kan sheein gadol hamena b'chacham aviminyan. Okay, so the whole machlokas has how to read that line in the Gemara. But Rashi tells us in the next source, yesh gadol haymenu, oso gadol machzir dvarav shel zeh, de yesh koach levato. Right, it sounds like that oso gadol, the dayan who's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the trial bezdin, he's going to be machzir esadin. And ein gadol mimenu, and if there's no greater bezdin, lo tzayis lebaldin lahadurei uvda, then the litigant who won the first time won't even listen to the original court if the original court wants to overturn its own judgment. So what Rashi's telling us here is that, look, of course only the Bezdin HaGadol Mimenu B'Chachma could overturn the judgment, because the original Bezdin itself is not Neman to overturn its own judgment. Because the litigant will just say, why should I believe you the second time more than the first time? Right, the first time you pask into my favor, you want to be Chozer, I don't believe you the second time. And I believe you when you ruled in my favor. So the only bezin that could overturn the decision is a bezin, a separate bezin, that's gadol mimenu b'chachma. Now, l'chora, it stands to reason that once Rashi tells us that the original bezin can't overturn its own judgment, it stands to reason that their say in whether they got it right the first time is irrelevant. No? So, hakdama. So Rashi says that the Bezin that's gadol mimenu b'chachma is going to overturn the case, right?
According to
Reb Nachman. According to Reb Nachman, at least. But what about, so what about the poskim who think that you can appeal a decision of a Bezin? Like, what do they do with Shitas Reb Nachman? So one thing they could say is, maybe we don't pass him like Reb Nachman. But what, even within Reb Nachman, one thing that they can say, and that some, we'll see in a second that some Rishonim do say, is that no, really it requires the haskama of the original Bezin as well. Right, so look, for example, here on page 7. We have a Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Nunam Beis, the second source. Have uvda b'naharda, v'don daini d'naharda, v'pumpadisa, v'agver of chana bar bizna, amar luhu rav Nachman, zilu ahadru, v'ilo magbina l'chula pandaychu minaychus. Rav Nachman said, I want you to overturn your judgments, or else I'll take away your estates, and I'll take away your mansions. So the Marikatsir is Medayik from this Gemara, and you can see in the next source, the third source on page 7. V'yim tomar, le'malei l'balcho, l'mahad eliyasi. Why didn't Rav Nachman just tell the litigants themselves to overturn the judgment? Why did he have to force the original Bezdin to overturn his own judgment? Nearly. D'hadar minan ta'bidvar mishna chozer, tzarech sheyachziru hadayonim v'yomer ta'inu. V'chozman shelo yachziru hem hadayonim lo yitshifu mibalei dinim, sheyomru kedin daninu. So Marikat says, you see from this story with the Mishnah in Ksuvis, that we have to qualify what Rav Nachman said in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel. That even though Rav Nachman says that the Bezin HaGadol Mimenu B'Chachma overturns the judgment, that's only with the Haskama of the original trial Bezin. That's what the Marikat wants to say. The question is, once Rashi, so what I was suggesting is that once Rashi says that the original Bezin is not Neman to overturn their judgment, because the Baal Din will say, once you paskin for me the first time, why should I believe you now that you're paskining against me? The question is, does that mean that their say is lo maila v'lo mora the second time? All right? So I thought the pashup shot in Rashi is that the original Bezin on its, sorry, the Bezin HaGadol Mimenu on its own has to overturn the judgment, because the haskama of the second Bezin, of the first Bezin, is meaningless. Right? After all, they're not Neman. That's the question that I was asking.
Meaningless in all cases, you're saying, or
no? When
or only when there's no greater bezin.
There's when the greater bezin is overturning it. L'chora, you wouldn't need the haskama of the original bezin.
You could say there's two dinim. You could say that you both need a bezin with a koach to mivatel. You know, in terms of we have more brain power, you got it wrong. But maybe there's also a procedural requirement that the bezin itself
is masking.
It's masking.
You're saying even on the assumption that what they say in general is like they're not neman klape the baldin.
When you say not Neman,
yeah.
My question. I mean, they can't
reimpose
their will in the Baal
Din.
Yeah.
Right,
Lotsayas
Le
Baal
Din. Yeah, so something that Neman. They lose their authority. Right.
Yeah, but the Shad is once they lose their authority. But once they lose their authority, could they be a necessary condition for overturning the case even in conjunction with the...
Kabbalah is a Mishnah.
It's alone, in other words, in and of itself. It's totally arbitrary. Isn't that what Balibina was saying?
So with us...
Yeah. To you, but now you have a Chacham who's...
So in conjunction, the two of them could overturn it.
Or the Chacham is Makriya.
Right.
The Tziyu's problem.
But he just needs their Haskama for...
They're the ones who are overturning themselves. Or he's having...
No, it sounds like the Bezdin, Shagadamam is overturning it. Question is, do they need the participation of the...
It could be that, or it could be even that this that in a situation where it's arbitrary, or the claim cannot be made that it's arbitrary,
right,
because it's supported by the Bezdin Shagadamim.
So then even the original Bezdin is overturning their own judgment, they just need the support of the guys in the Gadamam to...
Because not that they've lost...
You could say that.
They've lost the ability to impose on these bodies. Right.
So even within Rashi, you could say that Rashi may agree to this Marikatz. Maybe. There's no indication that Rashi agrees with
it. Maybe
them.
You don't have to. Maybe
yeah.
You just say
we'll see in a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially since in the previous case, which you were making, again, a lot of the evidence was not so much that you can't, but that you shouldn't.
Right.
Because of the presumption and so on. And when you have somebody who's objectively chacham mimenu, right, anyways, that may... No, you weren't dealing with cases of bezim chacham mimenu previously.
Right.
But the assumption of bezim bakra bezim lodayik, because the muchzakos is, and that's both a muchzakos and a good policy, because of the aim of the Hasof of Rosh Hashanah,
right,
to just leave things as they are, unless you have some very
strong other.
But when you have, you know, chacham mimenu, that also may be a factor. That, unless it had been that you can't, but most of the evidence was, attachments aside maybe,
You shouldn't. Right.
First of all, saying that this Gemara doesn't say how the Bezdin Gadamenu got into this. I mean, did they elect to hear an appeal, or was it clear that there was a mistake?
Right.
So, which lots of people said they could override. I mean, the Sam Sofer wasn't against that.
Right.
Et
right.
And also, it happens with both of the Nachma, but the interpretation of the Gemara Sanhedrin, we don't have the distinction between Torah Tzarim and Shabbat Shabbat. So this could very well be within Torah Tzarim Shabbat.
That's right.
In which case, why should my only the Shabbat Shabbat the second time Shabbat the first time?
Right. Well, see, even in Tobit Dvar Mishnah, what's going to happen if the first Bezin says we weren't Tobit Dvar Mishnah and the Bezin Agadol B'Chachma says you were Tobit Dvar Mishnah?
The fact that the second Bezin has no authority, the same Bezin has no
authority.
That's in Torah Shabbat Shabbat because that's right. Why is it?
But it may even be Betovah Dvar Mishnah then, because he'll say, the first time you clearly didn't think you were Betovah Dvar Mishnah.
But I have the information, it's not a Shikol Das.
But the Baal Din will just say, well, a minute ago you told me the Mishnah says that I'm right, and now today you're telling me the Mishnah says I'm wrong. And
right? That's more objectively discernible.
Right.
Dvar Mishnah,
right. Assuming the Baal Din could read. Assuming the Baal Din could read, I don't know. Right.
Your arbitrary.
It's more than, as you said one time, it's fundamentally the
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it could be, in Rashi there's no indication that the original Bezin has to be maskim to the overruling of the Bezin HaGadol B'Chachma. Marikat says, maybe from Rav Nachman itself we have a raya. I'll just point out that Tosos in Ksuvis and Daf Nun and Nakamara on page 7, Tosos there explicitly says that Rav Nachman himself, Hoya Yachal Lahachzir Hadin, Ela Shabali Hadin Lo Hayu Shomen Lo, Kamil Dayanim. That was just more efficient. Rav Nachman thought, look, I don't know the litigants, I don't really have anything to do with them. I heard that the Bezdin in Nahar Dam, Pampadisa, Paskin a certain way, so I'll go tell the Bezdin, because they could track down the Bali Din. But in principle, in Echanami, Rav Nachman had the authority to overturn it. So from Tosus, and Imre Bina points this out, from Tosus there, it sounds actually a raya against the way the Marikatz reads that Gemara. Back to page 6 of the Yad Arma, commenting on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel, is explicit. So first of all, he says, interestingly, he invokes this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Adios, of Ein Bezin Yachal Levatel, Devi Bezin Chaver, Lemkin Gadam and B'chachma of Minyan, which L'chor is a din in Takanos, not a din in Psakim necessarily, so he invokes that. And an underlying section of page 6 is, D'matzi Hai Gadal Levatule Meimre, V'sefer Etc. V'chule, Uve Minyan D'lo Matzu Achrina Levatuli Memre, Ditznan, Ein Bezin Yachal Levatel, Devi Bezin Chaver, Lemkin Gadol Amenu B'chachma of Minyan. So he quotes that Mishnah in Adios. Now the question is, in that Mishnah in Adios, L'chora, you don't need the Haskama of the first Bezin at all. Right, that's the whole point, that a Bezdin's government of Chacham Binyan is not bound by the earlier decisions of different Bezdin. So I think just the fact that he quotes that Mishnah Eidos may be a raya that he wouldn't need the Haskama of the first Bezdin. But more importantly, the Yad Rama himself is explicit about this. On the bottom of page 6, he says, in the underlined section, so aval yasi beidina achrina de adif minei levatule lememre afilu kilo yada hai beidina deta. So the original court doesn't even know that it made a mistake. Motzi heich levatule lememre. So here it sounds not like the Marikatz that the original bezin has to be maskim to the overruling, but even if the first bezin didn't know, kedaminan hasam ikotzi gemarin ksivis pei dalid, very top of page 7, don daini kerebi tarfon. Right, and that Gemara in Ksuvis Peidalid sounds like Rish Lakish was overturning the judgment by himself. Right, he didn't go to the Dayanim and ask them to overturn it. So from the Yad Rama, it sounds like he at least explicitly holds with Ein Rav Nachman that the Bezdin Hagadol B'Chachma overturns it on their own without any support of the original Bezdin. Okay, so this Lechora is the beginning of the positive case in favor of appeal, right? The Bezdin Hagadol B'Chachma could overturn it on their own.
But again, this is Toas B'Dvar Mishnah.
So it's in Rav Nachman, it's before the Gemara actually distinguishes between Toas B'Dvar Mishnah and Toas B'Shikah Adas.
Is there a
I don't think the Yad Rama qualifies it with Toas B'Dvar Mishnah.
But since we pass in
the Chiluk between Toas B'Dvar Mishnah and Toas B'Shikah Adas, whatever, if you accept Rav Nachman, you're going to accept Rav Nachman within the distinction of Toas B'Dvar Mishnah and Shikla Adas, right? So you'll say,
Dvar
Mishnah.
Even in Dvar Mishnah, you need this mechanism. The question is, if people think they don't return,
so in the Yad Rama, he doesn't qualify Rav Nachman. Rabbi Leich, were you going to say something? So the Imre Bina on page 7, you know, in that case, Rav Nachman thought they were Toas B'Dvar Mishnah. Yeah, in that case. V'huba asma ha'yachal ha'chzer. So you're saying that if it was Toas B'Shikah Adas, then even a Bezdin Hagadol and a B'chachma wouldn't be able to overturn it. I think that's the pashup shot.
Or at least it's open to question.
Yeah, I think that's the simplest reading. And so, yeah, so hold on 1 second. So the Imre Bina in Hilchos Dayanim Siman Lamed Daled, so he's just very explicit. He doesn't like the idea that the original Bezdin has to agree. He says, Vida kanir midivrei kol haposkim b'toas b'dvar mishnah. So again, here it's qualified toas b'dvar mishnah. Dila olam choser lo tzarech she'adayanim ba'atzman yachzir mipsakam rak memela choser v'chol bezdin yachal ha'chzir ki in kim lipsakam shu neged dvar mishnah hafilam bezdin she'pasku einam choserim. So he thinks once it tells b'dvar mishnah, any bezdin could overturn it. There's nothing there. Yeah, the shiloh is going to be, though, what happens, though, when the original Bezdin insists that they weren't Toa B'Dvar Mishnah? Right? So it's a machlokas between the original Bezdin and the Bezdin Hagadol Mehem B'Chachma, whether or not there is a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah here.
Could you have a machlokas?
We'll see this. So the Chazon Ish actually discusses that case in the bottom of page 7.
In the bottom,
he's also visited in the Imre Bina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious that you don't need the. That's exact. But the Marikat says the exact opposite, right? The Marikat says even in Toas B'Dvar Mishnah, you need them to be closer. No, he says Marikat says Dvar Mishnah explicitly. The nearly the hadar min and tab bidvar mishnah choser tzarich sheyachzur adayanim. Right, that was exactly right. It's astonishing. So Chazon Ish on the bottom of page 7 talks about this case where there's machlokas between the original trial bezin and the appellate bezin, right, whether or not there was a toas bidvar mishnah. He says v'chein atov bidvar mishnah ein adayin mode beze v'hu chacham haroi lachlokim chaverav. Eino chozer, ella imkein horu bezin hagadol. Va'afilu chachamim shabir ein yicholim lahotzi min hamochzok v'lo lechayev es hadayin l'shalem. Af shehem rabim ugdolim imenu. Kivan Shadayin Rashai Lachlok Aleim Velasos Kvidaito. So it's not that the Chazon Ish is saying. It's machlokas between the Tos Bar Mishnah, and here you have a bezin that's gadol mimenu bechachma, but he's still a bar hachi and a bar samcha to make his own decisions. So the Chazon Ish says in that kind of a case, they can't force him to overturn the decision unless they're the bezin hagadol. The real bezin, right, or beis avad lechora, which has a din of bezin hagadol. This is top of page 8, very top. Chazon Ish starts on the bottom of page 7. Now we're on top 8. Vahidur Rav Nachman k'suvis nun amud beis mishum shahayidayin l'chol b'nei bavel al pi reish galusa. Also, if someone who's memuna al yidei the reish galusa, so then he has the right to overturn this dayan who insists that it's not a telos bedvar mishnah. So Rabbi Bleich in the article actually quotes this Chazon Ish to say, if you think that Rabbanut HaRashit is appointed al yidei reish galusa, right, by the Somchut of the Knesset or whoever the Reish Galusa is, so then they would definitely have this authority, this appellate authority, just by virtue of the Chazon Ish. Right? Because once you're Memun al Yidei Reish Galusa, you could overturn if it's Toas Vidar Mishnah, but even if the original Dayan insists that it's not a Toas Vidar Mishnah. Right? So the Chazon Ish is the middle ground. Right? If he's a Bar Samcha and the Machlok is Gufa, whether it's a Toas Vidar Mishnah or not, so then just Gadol Menu B'Chacham Minyan is not enough. Right? Rav Nachman himself is not enough. It has to be Bezin HaGadol or Munai Dei Reish Galusa. Okay. So that's this section. So what we emerge from here is that Rav Nachman clearly has a distinction between Gadol Menu B'Chacham of Minyan, Gadol Menu B'Chacham of Minyan. They have the right to overturn the decisions of the lower Bezin. It's Machlokas here amongst the Rishonim whether you need the Haskama of the lower Bezin. Marikas thinks you need the Haskama of the lower Bezin, even Tos B'Dar Mishnah. From Rashi, it's not clear. From the Yad Arma, it's clear that you don't need their Haskama. And the Imre Bina, right, is obviously very upset with even the assertion of the Marikats that Tos B'Dar Mishnah would need the Haskama of the lower Bezdin. And then we have the Chazon Ish, who has this middle ground, in this complicated case of whether it's Machlokas, about whether it's a Tos B'Dar Mishnah, then only Memun al Yidei Reish Galusa or the Bezdin HaGadol has the ability to overturn the decision. Good. Now, what I want to point out is that the case...
I don't know if Chazon Ish against anything before. I mean, the point of the concern that they is that they're not overturning the decision. They're informing the decision was null.
Correct.
So then you have a machlokas between two... I don't know whether...
This is what I want to get to now. So whatever... The case for appeal that emerges out of Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel, the Hamistayif, so that all seems to be built on some sort of claim of egregious error, right? Like the simple pshat of Tos B'Dvar Mishnah, right? So the reason what the higher court is doing is they're saying there in fact never was a din Torah the first time around, right? Because it was an egregious error, so it's Tos. So the appeal is really just asking the higher Beis Din to see whether or not there was a psak din, not to overturn a psak din, just to review whether there's a psak din. And this is the concept of appeals that people refer to as the high courts of errors, right? They search for errors in the lower courts and declare whether or not the decision was valid. So that's what we have until now. It's interesting, in the Chazon Ish, is the L'chora, it's not clear in the Chazon Ish if what the mechanism is, right? Is the Chazon Ish saying that only the Bezin HaGadol and the Reish Galusa has the right to declare that this Chacham was a Bar Samcha didn't in fact paskin the case?
Otherwise, there's no more authority.
So I'm saying, is this the equivalent of like a Shikol Adas? Right. They're just determining whether
the lower bezin, the higher bezin, is talking about back and forth.
Right.
So it has to be a hierarchy.
Right, but a super hierarchy, meaning it can't just be bezin hagadol menu b'chachma. That's not enough. But let's say he acknowledged. I think the Chazon Ish thing, even if he acknowledges that they're gadol menu b'chachma, he could still be cholik,
right,
unless it's the bezin hagadol or memuna yidei reish galusa.
Right. Right, but isn't that what you're saying? Those aren't shiurim.
Right. It's the same principle still.
Those are being magdir, what's a toast with Mishnah, which may be able to fall apart.
Right. So the Chazon Ish should be working on the same principle as just egregious error in the Imre Bina, that there's nothing happened.
Right.
Just only the Reish Galusa and the Bezin HaGadol have the authority to declare.
Having an argument about what's in Dvar Mishnah,
yeah.
And that there could be some chut that decides that.
Right. Okay, so here I want to try to make the case that there's also a second kind of appeal which is not really grounded in this notion of error, right? Or notion that what the first Beis Din did never happened, right? And that's going to be based off the sugya of Kisvuli Meiza Tam Din Tuni, right? And the question is, how's that working? So, in the middle of page 8, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph Beis Amar of Safra. Shnayim Shinasatzma B'Din Echad Amar Nidon Kan V'Echad Amar Nelech Beis Din L'Makom Avad Kofen Oso V'Dan Be'Iro. So here, if there's a machlokas about which venue to adjudicate in, so one guy says, I want to go to the best Beis Din around. Right? I want the super experts. So let's go to the Beis Avad or to the Beis Din HaGadol. But the other guy says, I want to judge locally. Right? I want the local rabbi to adjudicate. So he has the right of way. Right? You're done be Beis Din Shebeir. But since the original Baal Din wanted, since the first guy really wanted to go to the best Beis Din, so the Gemara says, "Em hutzuch davar lishol kosen v'sholchin." They should ask the shaila to the Beis Din HaGadol if it's too complicated. "Im amar kisvu tnuli meiza tam din tuni kosen v'nosen lo." He has the right to ask them for their judgment and opinion. So what? So that what? So the Rishonim all say so that he could go to the Beis Din HaGadol to be soser asadin. Now the shaila is going to be: is this really just the same thing as Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel? There's only two dapim away, but they're separated by a parak, right? This is third parak, and there's the fourth parak. So is this the same? Is this just the means? So is this just the means by which a higher Beis Din is going to overturn the lower Beis Din's psak to figure out that there was a toast bidvar mishnah? So he says kisvuli meiza tam din tuni, and then it would be sort of like the chsam sofer and the yaski lavdi that we saw in the beginning, right? Maybe a higher Beis Din really just has to know the exactly how the Beis Din paskin in order for them to overturn the case. So kisvuli meiza tam din tuni is the procedural mechanism through which, so Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph, kisvuli meiza tam din tuni is the procedural mechanism through which you get at Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel. Right, that's how they find out what was said, and that's how they determine whether it was toas bidvar mishnah. Or perhaps, is maybe kisvuli meiza tam din tuni is a different kind of halacha, where since the Baal Din had the right or wanted to go to the Beis Din HaGadol in the first place, in principle, everybody should have the right to go to the best Dayanim in town, right? So Hagam, that there's a technical halacha that it's Dan Beis Din Shebeir, because of, you know, it's not fair to impose the travel burden on the other litigants, he still reserves a fundamental right to have his case heard before the best Beis Din in town. In which case, it's going to almost be like an interlocutory appeal, meaning it's not that the Beis Din, there's going to be a full Gemar Din from the trial court, and then in order to invoke Taos Bidvar Mishnah, he's going to take the decision to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they're going to determine Taos Bidvar Mishnah. No. Maybe since he wanted to go to the Beis Din HaGadol in the first place, so he has a right to have them participate in his hearings almost l'chatchila, almost almost as if they're weighing in the middle of the adjudication. Okay? I mean, in the Gemara, it's clear that, look, im hotuch davar lishol kosven v'sholchen. But then, it sounds like if there's going to be a Gemara din, and he still says, kisvuli meiza tam din tuni kosven v'nosen lo. The shaila is, could you have an after adjudication, after Gemara din, kosven v'nosen lo, which still will reserve some rights to go to the Beis Din HaGadol as if they're still in the middle of the din Torah. Okay, is that a clear, clear suggestion? Okay. So, what would the basis for that idea be? So the first is just that if you look at the Rishonim when they talk about kisvuli meiza tam din, well, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch for a second in the middle of page 8, and Simon Yadalid Seif Dalid. Yesh Omrim she'im roa hadayin shebal din chosdo shenota hadin kinegdo tzarich lo di meiza tam danu afilim lo shaal haga bekol shekeinim amar lo kisvulo meiza tam din tuni. Right? If he asks for the opinion of the judgment, and the dayin should grant it to him. Now, when you look at the Rishonim when they pask in this case, almost all the Rishonim seem to say that this kisvu, this kosen v'nosen lo, should be before the Gemar Din, or at least before Beis Din is motzi mos. So, look at the Rambam, for example. Shnayim shenasatzim v'din, echad amar nidon kan, ve'echad amar na'al le'Beis Din HaGadol, shema yitu elu hadayanim, v'yotziu mamon shelo kedin, kofen oso v'dan be'ira. Right, the litigant wants the best dayanim; he doesn't want the local rabbis. The im amar kisvu tnuli meiza tam din tuni. In that context, kosvin v'nosnin lo v'achar kach motziin mimenu. So the diuk in the Rambam is that they're supposed to write the opinion of Me'ezah Tam Danu before their motzi mamon. So why? So l'chora, it seems that that's a way almost of making the hotzas hamamon contingent on what the Bezen Hagadol is going to respond at a later date.
That what it means?
Well?
You didn't quite say that.
Yeah.
Did you first write the reasons? Then say wait till they come back,
No, you definitely don't wait till they come back. Right. But why should you even have to write it before your motzi mamon? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't the Bezen be motzi mamon? Mm-hmm. Like he goes to the court clerk and they do all that. And then afterwards they say, here's your opinion. You want to go to the Bezen Hagadol to be so sergizunte hey. But it sounds like the Rambam has a kepeda that at least it should be before their nosen and v'nosen and biyat.
Al-Din doesn't
trust
him.
What? No, but he's going to pay. Oh, I mean, he doesn't trust them to give him the right. So he says, I'm not going to even pay up until you give me my psak din. And that could be why the Rambam will say that.
Is it clear that it's a preparation for the appeal?
Right.
That's kind of what you're
as what I'm suggesting.
Or is it a compensation? Because I gave up a better quality bezdin for the sake of efficiency or travel expenses, so at least you owe me more of an explanation.
Well, the Rambam says,
which is also more, which forces, in other words, that I also.
But the Rambam says that it's.
Rambam doesn't connect this bezdin.
That's a different point.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, the Rambam.
He doesn't say.
Yeah.
In Omar Kisu, it's new. Mezatam Dantu Shematikisam. Before they pass it, they own that because he's conceding, right, for the sake of finances and efficiency and whatever. So at least you own that. And that also puts extra pressure on the Dayanid, presumably.
To get it right.
So you're saying that it's just a rationale not for him to be so Sarasadin?
And so, they end up also being
something
that will help for that. But I mean, like you could read in Wishakushabamar
Bezin. It's separate. It's not going to be so, sir? So I think all the.
I want a higher level.
Right. V'im amar kisvu tunli meza tam din tuni shema te isem.
Right.
Kosim v'nosim lo. V'im amar kisvu tunli meza tam din tuni shema te isem.
It's flipped.
The
Rambam flipped the order.
So which we showing him say this explicitly? Maybe the Shulchan Aruch.
In the Mishnah, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Although it still could be two. The Rambam understood it was two different.
Right.
And that's why he flipped the order.
I mean, the Rambam when he quotes this on page 9, he says the tzarich l'shalei miyad. The im yistar hadin yachzeru lo.
That's something else. That's in this
book. Let's see. Who else weighs in on this? Yeah, I mean, I thought it was clear in. So I thought it was pashut in the way that the Rishon spoke about it, that it was in order for him to go to be so Saras Adin. You're saying that's not true? You're saying that it's just...
In the Gemara it's not clear that that's the reason, although that comes first, which gives that impression.
Yeah.
And the Rambam flipped the order, it's certainly not clear. But it could be that some Rishon walked away.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll try to substantiate that in a minute. That it's a way of basically giving reshus for the Bezna Gadol to
later
overturn it. Right? And that's the reason why I have kisvu to the Meza Tam Din Tuni. We don't know what kind of toast, right. So the first claim I want to demonstrate is that this is a way of being Meshatef the Bezna Gadol into this Din Torah, even if it's in a derivative way. So the first raya that I'm trying to bring is that you see the Rambam has a kepeda at least, that it should be before we're motzi mamon. So Rabbi Blech is saying that's not necessarily a good raya because maybe that's just part of the bargaining. He's not going to pay up until they give him that. But I'm saying maybe the Rambam had in mind that it has to be before the actual hotzas mamon. But before there are Motzimon Mizev Noslan Lezev, which is the actual Gemara Din. But it may be clearer in other Rishonim here, as we'll see in a second. The Me'iri, on the bottom of page 8, so when he quotes this Gemara, so he quotes again this context of Shnayim Shenasatzim Medin. And so he writes, Shnayim Shenasatzim Medin, Lova Marnath Vesavad, Roslom Makam Shesh and Bezin Mumchin, Shema Yitu Elo Vyotzi Maman Shalokedin. So they're done Be'iro. Umodiim Oso, right? The Miri says the Bezin informs him that even though you're stuck adjudicating with us, She'im Hutzuch Lem Lishal Kosun the Be'savad. So they say, if we have any real Shilas, we'll send it to the Bezin Agadol. That's so. That itself seems to point at, it seems to demonstrate that even though he has to be stuck in the Bezin Shebeir, don't worry, we're going to consult the Bezin HaGadol if we have to. Umikamakom imze shelo nene amarlam kisu meiza tam dintuni. If he's still unhappy with that, that they're going to consult the Bezin HaGadol, shematizim kosim venosin lo kodem sheotziu mamono. So again, he says explicitly, kodem sheotziu mamono. Venosin lo zman karoi. So I think the Miri just has the same diak as the Rambam, as Kodem Motzoas Mama.
But again, he has another one. It may be time to go to the Bezin HaGadol and come back.
Yeah.
So they may want, they may not, you know, be motzi the Mama at all.
Yeah. Yes, maybe the Miri is going further than the Rambam and saying that, so against the Reb Leich's reading, that
the Miri or the Rambam?
Of the Rambam. Meaning, it's not just the it's not just to make sure that they, right, gonna, but actually he goes to the Bezin HaGadol, right, to affirm the judgment.
That's why I read the view.
Okay, that would be even better for me.
That's
right. Because then it's mamish that the Bezin's holding off, they're putting the Psakt in limbo, right, until they get the affirmation from
otherwise,
the Bezin HaGadol.
What does Zman Karoi mean otherwise?
Right. Yeah. I think that's right. Nosim lo Zman Karoi to come back.
Yeah.
V'yam yishoyach zira sedin. I like that reading. Yeah, and the Rambam you don't have. But the question is the Rambam trying to do what the Meiri is doing, just in a lesser, less extreme, right? Once you factor in the kisvut tenu before the hotzas, but in the Meiri though, you'd say that even though there's a provisional psak din, still they want the affirmation of the Bezin HaGadol.
What is the possibility of Gilead Tal? I don't know if it's an affirmation, maybe you could take it further.
Yeah, so that's the Shiloh. So the Shiloh is the Bezin affirming the judgment, or are they just not
undoing it.
Right. So it depends. So I'm trying to suggest that the Psak Din is in limbo right now because you have Kisvu Tznuli, right? They even said we're going to ask the Bezin HaGadol if we have any Shailas. That's not enough for him. So there's a three-stage process, right? He has the right to go to the Bezin HaGadol L'chatchila, but then he loses that right because we have to be done with Bezin Shebir. They say, oh, don't worry, we're done with Bezin Shebir. We're going to ask the Bezin HaGadol, so they're still involved. But he's still not happy with that, and he says, I want to bring the Shtar over afterwards and have them check it. So is that third thing like the first two things almost, that he had a right to be done with Nehem? Or is that just an afterthought that, okay, the Bezin Paskin, but to make him extra happy, he could have them review the judgment?
It sounds like he has a schus. They have to provide him with the opportunity to let this. He thinks they might be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Again, I guess we're back to
the Shmuel Kantos.
It's the only thing
we'll get to the Toas thing in a second. The Maram doesn't like this. The Maram says explicitly that they pask in the din and they transfer the money, and then if there's some problem later, then they'll be soser the din and be machser the mos. But vaday ain mamtinen lo. Right, the Bezin is not waiting around for anything. So that would be against this Meiri. On the bottom of page 9, so the Rishonim point out that maybe this din, this halach of kisvul dimeza tam din tuni, is only in this kind of a case, right? It's only when they're nisatzmu bidin ze omer nelech lebezin hagadol, right? But in a regular din Torah where both parties are happy to show up before the bezdin, so then the baal din essentially waives his right for the kisvul dimeza tam din tuni. So I think that idea itself seems to support the view that this has to do with his right, l'chatchila, of having the Bezin HaGadol to see the decision. That right just gets carried over even after he's done with Bezin Shebeir. Okay? Well?
I'm saying if you turn it around the other way, it works just as well. It doesn't have to be part of the appeal.
Right. I'm saying even. So there are two separate issues here.
It still could be the compensation.
Yeah, there are two
separate. What do you mean that way? In other words, if you don't mean only that this becomes like a, know, the Bezin HaGadol overseeing the case.
Let's look at the...
Since he gave up that right...
Yes, I think
so he has a right to greater clarity,
maybe.
Or greater...
Look at the Orz Ruah. I think the Orz Ruah maybe is why I thought everyone's saying this way. Top of page 10. So he's working with the Shita Spirit. Reina Tam Shita is that it's only Shnaim Shinasatzim, right? Only when they have the Machlokas over venue, that's the only case where you still reserve the right to say Kiskeli Mezatam Din Tuni. He says, Pirish Abayna Tam Dapka Hacha Shinasatzim Bidin. V'rivaz Atzal Pirish. D'me'achar She'bal Korcho Danuhu Bikan. This is the Orz Ruah on page 10. Yocholomar Eini Ma'amin Lechem She'atem Yodim Lodin Osi Ka'alacha. Aval Atem Kefisem Osi Lodin Kan. Mipnei Torech Baldini. Mikol Mokom Ani Rotze Lichorach Kimo She'ratzisi Bitchila. Right, he's invoking his initial right that he had to go to the Beis Din, Gezen HaGadol. Lefikach kisvili meza tamdin tuni ve'elech lamakam havad shebekim yoser mikem ve'im yirushet ha'isam yishtachu lechem v'tachzeru b'chem. V'zeh hatam ein shayach ela heicha shekafu. So in the Rivah, I think it sounds explicit that kisvili meza tamdin tuni is a vestige of his original right that every litigant really has to go before the Beis Dayanim l'chatchila. If that gets overridden for whatever reason, so then at least he could resurrect it through kisvili meza tamdin tuni. But in the Rivah, it's very clear that it's in order to go back to the Bezin HaGadol and have them either affirm or just review it to make sure there's no talus.
You notice the last two words. Tachzu.
What?
Tachzu b'chem.
So you will reverse your own decision.
Doesn't say the Bezin HaGadol will reverse it.
Yeah. And you'll be chozer yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, those two words are very significant.
Yeah. Meaning, so in this case, the Bezin HaGadol can't just tell them what to do.
That's what it sounds like. Those
sounds
two
like.
Words.
It does sound that way. And a chanami. But the point here is still that this kind of appeal, whether it has to be with the Haskama of the original, this kind of appeal is different from the first kind of appeal where the first Bezin, just every Bezin seems to have the right to review for Taos. Right here, it's really grounded in the lechatchila right that the litigant had to go before the Beis Dayanim. Right, it sounds like he has a right now that he didn't get to go before the Beis Dayanim to at least bring the claim before them. Harlowski, you want to say something? So one very nice nafkamina. This may be that even if in general you think that the Bezin Shagadol Mehem B'Chachma could only overturn a judgment on the grounds of Taos Bidvar Mishnah, maybe in a Kisvili Meiza Tam Din Tuni case, the Bezin HaGadol has a right to overturn it even in Shikol Adas cases. Why?
And maybe that's why he did Tachshubachem.
Maybe Tachshubachem also. But the point here is that because it's a vestige of the litigant's initial right to go before the Bezin HaGadol, as if they were supposed to be the original trial Beis Din. So the Chaznish has the comment here on the middle of page 11. We'll skip ahead for a second, then we'll come back. Right, really, I'm gonna come back to the Vitach Zubachem.
Okay.
So the Chazon Ish writes, in the second to last verse on page 11, B'chayivo l'shalem b'ton sheyichtivu lo me'eza tam chivu v'yelech lebezen hagadol v'nasnu lo. Right, so they granted him the kisvu tenuli. Niradim amru bezen hagadol she'tou b'shikol hadas machzirin es hadin. Kivan Shekvar Nasnu Lishol Kodem Hagvia. So notice the Chazon Ish throws in the Kodem Hagvia as a significant consideration. So it's almost because the Bezin gave him that Rishus before they were Gove the Mos, that's why the Bezin HaGadol has the authority to be Machzer, even in a Shigla Das case. V'chayovin lahachzir adin. Af shehem Bezdin, shebnei hirm chom aleyem, v'im poshiv lo hechziru chayovin l'shalem. I think this Chazon Ish makes it very clear.
But they have to be chozer.
They have to be chozer, right. And
right. They can be held liable, but right. they stick to that.
Right. Maybe they could still dig in. But the point is, you see, there's a different kind of it than just Taos Bidvar Mishnah of Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel.
Right.
Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph seems to be a way of being Meshate if the Bezdan HaGadol almost in the middle of the adjudication. It's after the Gemara Din, but the Chazon Ish says that's why it's Kodem Agvia. So the Meiri said, the way Ray Willig was reading it, was that the Bezin actually waits until he comes back with the Psak. But maybe even the Rambam, who doesn't go that far, maybe the Rambam is saying similar, the Chazon Ish is saying similar to the Rambam, that that's a way of making the actual Psakdin somewhat contingent, or if not contingent, a way of giving Rishus to the Bezin HaGadol to weigh in on the Psakdin, and that would allow them to be Master, even if it's Taos B'Shikla Das. It's very important because when I was talking to Rabbi Bleich about this a few weeks ago, one of the discussions that we kept having was, is there such a thing as a provisional Psakdin? Right, that's all the problem with the Adaita Dahachi. It could be then Kisuv Itznuli, that's a way of having a kind of a provisional Psakdin where you're allowing the Bezin HaGadol to weigh in almost in medias re. Possibility. Okay, I want to bring a few more rayas to this idea that Kisvu Tznuli is a way of bringing the Bezin HaGadol in even before the decision is issued. So I just want to point out to the... Well, one way of understanding how the mechanism of Kisvu Tznuli works, right, is that it's kind of the trial Bezdin is giving Rishus to the Bezin HaGadol to weigh in. Right, so it's not like an appeal where the trial Bezin makes a decision and now Bal Karcho, a different Bezin, says, Utolos B'Shikla Das, nothing, Utolos B'Dar Mishnah, nothing happened. Through Kisvu Tznuli, they're being Marsha, the Bezin HaGadol, to have a say in this case. So you could see that in... So look here on page 11, you see the Aruch HaShulchan. On the face of it, it's a problematic Aruch HaShulchan. He says, in the very bottom of the page, that in the Kisvu Tznuli case, he throws in, V'yirli shehadayonim tzrichim lichtov shenosun rishus la'ayin b'hapsakdin, te'im lokein hanisbayir b'simin yod da'asher ladin b'psak shepasku acherim. So Aruch HaShulchan says that every Kisvu Tznu has to also say explicitly that they're giving rishus to the Bezin HaGadol to weigh in. So the question is, why does the Aruch HaShulchan say that? Because does he think that just a regular Kisvu Tznu case is not enough to give Rishus to a different Bezdin to weigh in? That's similar to what we were saying before, that maybe it's just to make him feel better that he didn't get his venue. But it's not act. Well, but the Kisvu Tznu, I mean, compensation for... But Kisvu Tznu is not itself a harsha or a permission for the Bezdin HaGadol or a different Bezdin to weigh in. Right. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan throws in that they have to say explicitly that we're giving Rishus. I thought the Pashup Shad on the other Rishonim is that they think the Kisvu Tznu itself, the fact that they're writing down their Psak Din, is a way of giving Rishos. And it could be the Aruch HaShulchan agrees to that. He's just saying that, how is the external Bezdin supposed to know that this was not just a Psak for the Bali Dinim to take home as proof for the decision? Right? How would they distinguish between a Kisvu Tznu Psak Din and a Psak Din that you take home? So he's saying, oh, it's advisable that the original Bezdin should write that we're giving Rishos. It's not the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Meiri commenting on this Gemara also has that. Provides that clause. On page 11, he says, I think this is what he says. One second. No, Miri there. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on page, Miri on page 12. He says, so he quotes the whole din of Kisvu Tznu after the three dots, Chen Kasvu Rabim, Chen Kosvu Tam Achiv, etc. And then the last line is Vishit, and one of the things that they write is they wrote that we were Machaya Ploni and we patered Ploni, Vishayiru Haim Imbiru Bo Yafa Imlav. That's part of the Lashon Hashtar. Right? It sounds like the Bezdin itself is actually, I think, right? Chen kasu rabim shabes matzot cholichta venkos and tamachiva p'tur ela shabal lefneim din zev shechivu es ploni v'sheyiru heim in biru bo yafe em lav.
That's not written.
That's not part of the lashon.
I don't think so. I don't read it that way.
Chen kasu rabim shabes matzot cholichta lo enkos v'tamachiva p'tur ela shabal lefneim din zev shechivu es ploni v'sheyiru heim in biru bo yafe em lav. No, it's not. What?
Doesn't make very much difference, but it's in the
Yosef Pana.
That's in fact what they're
telling you to do. Right. So, but it would be, I think it's in the spirit of the Aruch HaShulchan that's what Kisvu Tznuli Mezat Tam Din Tuni is, that it's basically the trial court asking. So it's not in the middle of the Din Torah, it's after the Gemar Din, but they're still asking for the Bezin HaGadol to give their Chavas Da'as on.
Otherwise they couldn't.
What?
Otherwise
it seems like they couldn't, unless. So.
He's just saying that if they didn't say Kisru
driven in advance, so there's no obligation to be medamek to tzaddik, right?
Right. Right.
So he's just saying, b'shiyirohem and b'riyof, so they don't have to give their reasons, and if there is going to be some sort of an appeal or somebody else is going to look at it, they're just going to look at it objectively to see whether they like this tzaddik or they don't like this tzaddik.
Right. But the question is,
having the benefit of knowing the inner workings.
Right, but are they explicitly marsha to the bezin, saying that you should look into it?
You think that?
That's what I thought.
I thought he's more. It's a continuation of the previous line, which is
Shabbos not just
it's not this case. This is a case where there's no thoughts moving in, right?
This is a case where
he's contrasting
the three dots.
This is lotus on smoke.
No, this is even a case in the Satsuma Din.
No. Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah.
Even if they have to write for the lift.
No, it's definitely a case. The Meiri is with the Rishonim, though. I mean, there's the Machlokes Rishonim, whether even if it's not. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not bound by. It's quotes a different day. Yeah. What?
Is this a case of Nisatsu where they are obligated to
So Miri in general thinks that it's either Nisatsu Bedin and there was Gemardin, or Kodem Gemardin and Lo Nisatsu, you have the right to ask for Kisul Dimei Zatam Dintuni. This is a separate Din of the Rishonim. Some Rishonim think that. Right, whatever that is, whether that's Shnaim Shinisatsu, Hachiv Abdur.
The main point is they're not writing the reasons.
Right. Ella Shabbat named Din Zev
Shechuzim. These two guys came
and tell us if we got it right.
And this is how we pass him.
And tell us if we got it right.
And they should just tell. Do you think we're right or wrong without giving any book?
Right, but I'm saying, but you see that the whole point of Kisvu Tnuli is that the original Bezdin is asking for the other Bezdin to overview the case. Right.
Are they going to review it if they don't know the reason?
So the poskim all say that every Bezdin, once they hear the Tainas, yeah, Terachas the Kulanu. That's what the Sma and all the Rishonim say. That you don't need the lower Bezin to write their reasons, because once every Bezin hears the Tainas, they'll know what the issues are. This is also, I think, along with the Riva, this is the idea that it's clear that the whole reason of Kisvu Tnuli is in order to have the Bezin review it. Yeah.
Yeah. I request it.
Right. That's the whole reason. Okay. So, I mean, it's interesting, Shiloh. Two general questions. So stepping back, so there'd be two kinds of Irurim. There's the Irur of Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel, which is just, tell us about our Mishnah Chozer, there was no Psak Din the first time. Kisvu Tnuli Mezatam Din Tuni is a different kind of halacha, which seems to be based in the litigant's initial right to go to the Bezin HaGadol. If he wants, he could reserve that right even La'achar the Gemar Din, so long as he requested, or it was Shnaim Shinas Asmu to begin with. And here it sounds like it's the Bezin itself giving Rishus to the Bezin HaGadol to review the case through their Kisvu Tnuli.
Again, without the Chadish does take this to tell the
Shittim. Right, and the nice Nafkamino is the Tos B'Shikla Das Tos with our Mishnah.
There's two possibilities here. Even, it's clear that there's some special authority because of the fact that you Mekara, you want to go to Bezin HaGadol and then yeah. Rishus. But it could be that the Kuda is just the Rishus to look at in the first place. I mean, at the end of the day, the only power to overturn would still be the top of the Mishnah.
That would
normally,
be
Bezin doesn't get involved. Right. Because
as I was saying, that was the first side, was that Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph is just the way through which we get to Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel.
So the place for this Meiri, they don't necessarily see that as right.
Right, right, correct. Right. It could be even Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel needs Rishus from the...
Right. Or they were, or they just happened to have seen right. Whatever, some other...
So, I mean, right, it's
complimentary.
Right. But I thought one interesting, even if you think they're complimentary, there may be an afkamina, maybe the Marikats, for example, would agree that, this is getting back to my Willig's point, that the Bezin has to be machzir, is that, so even if you think, like, in general, like the Marikats, that the original Bezin has to be mode bidyevet to overturn the case, maybe in a Kisvuli Mezatam Dintuni case, they don't have to agree lachar amaisa, because once they wrote the Kisvuli Vitnuli Mezatam Dintuni, that's already giving Rishus to the Bezin HaGadol. So it's solving l'chatchila the problem about the relationship between the two batei din.
Is it a zero point that the iri sounds the opposite?
Right? What?
Except that the iri sounds not the way it is. Really the pointing out.
Yeah, v'heim yachzeru.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean,
maybe that's because of the
Rosh. Right, whatever reason you say there, yeah. For that diak, I would say, well, maybe because like Tosa says in Ksuvis, it's easier for the original Bez than to... Right. But I say this was an kisvili meiz tam netuni is an easier way of solving the relationship between the two batei dinim lechatchila. That would be one suggestion. So one last thing I wanted to, So what's going to happen if the trial bezdin they refuse to write the psak din? Right. So it seems he says kisvili tuni meiz tam netuni. So Rabbi Leif was saying that he at least has the leverage that he won't pay up until he gets the shtar. So let's say the Bezdin just says, we're not going to write it for you. You came to us, we gave you our chavis das, this is the psak, and we're not going to issue the judgment.
The reason, the reason.
Well, they're going to say ploni chai, but we're not going to give you a shtar.
Ploni chai.
Right. We're not going to give you a shtar. We're not giving you...
No piece of paper.
Right. Right, but the post can say you don't write the reasons anyway. You just write... So whatever it is they were going to write, they refused to write it. So it sounds like in that case, maybe the Bezdin, they were over on this principle that if the Baal Din asked, they're supposed to grant him the shtar, but it may be that they could also, if they dig their heels in, they could block his right to go to the Bezdin HaGadol, a la the Chazon Ish, to get a review for a Shikol Hadas kind of decision. Right? They're doing the wrong thing by not, maybe, I don't know if that's a telos b'dvar Mishnah, to not do a kisvut in the Bezdin Tam Din Tuni. But once they don't give Rishus, then they're essentially blocking the litigant's ability to go to the Bez Nagadol. So I think it's an open shaila.
What right do they have to do that?
To not give it to him?
We'll have
to have the ear on that too. Right, as I was saying, that would be a toast. Maybe that would be a toast Bidvar Mishnah then.
Let's say they died.
Right, without giving the... They died after the Psak and they weren't able to kiss the Tanuli. Right, so it seems like in that case, whatever dinim of Iwar come from Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph wouldn't be in effect if Bidyevet the Bezin didn't write them the shtar. So it really depends.
You mean Shikol Hadas, primarily.
So it would be the Shikol Hadas, right? Or if you think that there's an afkamina whether the Bezdin Harishon has to be Chozer in the cases of Kisvu Tanuli, you'd have an afkamina.
No, what? But if they died, if they insisted they write, they could put up a protest. But if they died and not did a protest, could be the higher court wins.
Automatically.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
Right.
If the Rambam believes, they don't have to pay until they get to trial.
Right.
So effectively, we're about to look sock if they died. Well, if they died before the Gemar Din.
Yeah, but here's Lachar. Right. So if we think that there was no Gemar Din.
If he has the right not to pay.
Right.
Until he gets to psalm, there's no psalm.
Right. So it depends how we conceptualize the kisvu tenu. If the psak din is really contingent on... so it might depend on that, Shiloh. Okay, good. That's what...
The
last Mar Mokom is... Yeah. It's the best. It depends which side you're on. So, right. So we saw three main issues, right? We saw the case against, right, based on Bava Basra, Kuflamid Ches, Kuflamid, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We saw the case for appeal based off the Sugya and Lamed Gimel, and then the second case for appeal based off the Kisvu Tanuli based on Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. Question is there any makar in the Torah for this ability to appeal the cases? So we have the Svarna and Shmos. Sari Alafim, Sari Meo, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaros. At the Pashup Shad is just that you'd have higher experts to weigh in on more complicated cases. But the Svarna says, Vatsoek al Psak Dino, Yitzak el Hagodo Mimenu. Right, it's after you get the psak din from the lower bezdin, from the sari alafim. So then if you're not happy with your psak din, then you're tzoik to the sari meo. So minasheni el ashlishi minashlishi el arvi. Right, so at least the svarno kodematan Torah understands the hierarchy of the dayanim that Moshe established as an appellate system.
What?
So I thought it means that you come. So everybody comes to sari alafim, and they say, "Oh, this case is too complicated. You go to the sari meos."
Complicated. Went to Sari
Alofim. If you go to the Sari, yeah, right.
The
other way
around.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's somebody with some
right.
cases.
Isn't that the Pashup Shat?
I always thought I'm a little prejudiced, maybe. But I thought it should be shown because of this.
So even if you don't say, but even if you don't say that they're sending you to them, they're just asking from them. Right, they're just asking them. Yeah, the interlocutory, right? Like while the namasa mata, and they ask them for.
They don't know. Go to the higher. You don't know.
Right.
Who doesn't know? Everybody knows.
It was called a matan Torah. Maybe if they didn't know. Yeah.
I come from a place where they not everybody. That's why I think we're Russian
Shasmat
and Torah. According to God, do
they know even less now? Even Shasmat and Torah, I think not everybody
knows. Then they do, but who's been sure? Russian Chachomim,
Divinim. He originally did not give it up, right?
Yeah,
no.
Okay, good.
What's the next one? What's the next one?